Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I have another roundup of some TikToks for all of you guys that I think you will all enjoy. So I've had some people send me these, others I have scouted on my own on TikTok. So stick with me until the end, because if I have to go through this, you have to go through this. So let's get started. It said, man, I wish my favorite guy was here. Now I have to hook up with some random. It was probably a joke. I'm hoping that that was a joke. Sadly, I think this is kind of normal. It's becoming more normal as, you know, casual hookups and hookup culture becomes more popular. I don't think it's a good thing. I've talked about it in a lot of my videos, and I think it causes a lot of resentment, a lot of disappointment, unfulfilled, meaningless, just hookups. They get old after a while. I imagine. I mean, I watched my friends do it. Some of my friends do it in college, and they were miserable doing it. They always felt horrible afterwards because so much meaningless sex just creates unfulfillment because you're not getting that emotional connection that we need as humans. And men and women are wired differently. You know, that's biology. We can't argue that. I'm not going to sit here and shame these people because it's their life and their choices, and quite frankly, does not affect me. But if my daughter, my future daughter, came to me asking me what I thought, I would say this. I don't think it's good for anybody, men or women, really. Ugh, that makes me sad. Okay.
How is he so fucking hot?
It says, when he follows no X things, no Insta models, and doesn't like random bikini pictures. I have told you guys this so many times. If a girl starts talking to you, say she meets you on Tinder, she finds your Instagram because 100% of the time we all do this, I can guarantee you. If your Instagram is linked to your Tinder and she matches with you, she is going straight to your Instagram to see who you follow, what kind of pictures you post. And if she goes to who you follow and it's all hot girls, naked girls, bikini pictures, lingerie photos, goodbye. I would not even bat an eye at you. I would not even open your message. I would not even look your direction because it's such a red flag. If you're dating someone also and you like other girls' naked photos or bikini photos or whatever they are, that is so disrespectful. I'm sorry. I'll be the one to say it. And it's not a factor of the girl you're dating being insecure about it. That is a lack of respect for your partner and blatantly showing them that you are looking elsewhere. Even if it's a model that you would never meet or never be with, you're still giving that other girl validation that you're into her. And guess what else? It's embarrassing. If you're a guy with a girlfriend that is liking other girls' naked photos or bikini photos or whatever it is. If it's just a regular photo, okay, that's not really a big deal. I wouldn't get mad about that. But if it's an inappropriate photo and you're giving that other girl validation, that's embarrassing. So that's why now, when guys aren't following a ton of Insta models and aren't liking a bunch of inappropriate photos, it makes you stand out in a good way. Like, oh my gosh, this guy has a great head on his shoulders. He's thinking with this head instead of a different one. And it just shows maturity, which as we go on, emotional intelligence and maturity just keeps getting more attractive because it's rare. So keep that in mind. And I would advise you all to go through the list of people that you follow and maybe think about removing some people. Because I'm telling you, as a woman's perspective, I had an ex-boyfriend that we started dating and then he followed all these Instagram models and I was so mad. And not even because I was insecure, which, let's be honest, I probably was, but also it's just disrespectful. Ugh, makes me so mad.
I'm so mad right now because I can't stand listening to my friends complain about losers anymore. Ladies, please hear me. Please listen to me when I say this. If you are going to spend your 20s, your defining decade, your prime, crying over a guy, make it a rich guy. For every 22-year-old girl crying over a broke 21-year-old frat guy, there is a man out there who is willing to take you and your friends to Vegas and have you dance on a table in a club and shoot money at you with a little money gun. And I get it. Sometimes you accidentally fall in love with a broke guy who lives with his parents. That's fine. Mistakes happen. It happens. But if you're gonna fall in love with that guy, he needs to treat you well enough to make up for the time that you are losing on a yacht with a rich man. If you're in your 20s and you're dating a guy and he is not making you feel amazing every single day, or helping you with your finances, helping you with your career, helping you see the world. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing?
Ooh, okay. There's a lot to unpack here. Number one, just because someone is not successful when they're 21 doesn't mean they won't be later in life. So I wouldn't completely write people off because they're not rich right now. What I would say is you don't want to waste such crucial years of your life on people that you know are not good for you. That is how I would kind of reshift the message of that video. It has nothing to do with how rich they are. It has nothing to do with if they have a yacht. It has nothing to do if they're flying you out to Tulum and, you know, shooting money up at you on a stage in Vegas. And it's also not anybody's job to make you feel amazing every single day. That's your job. The person that you're with should be enhancing your life, not be your life. So to any girls watching that, or really any people watching that, I would just say, don't waste your time on people who aren't reciprocating your time, effort, and energy. It has nothing to do with how rich they are. And I actually think that girl posts a lot of funny videos on TikTok, so I imagine that she's just joking around. I don't think being a loser necessarily has as much to do with, you know, the kind of car you drive or how much money you have, and more to do with how you're treating me. If a guy is treating you poorly and you waste your whole entire 20s on him, that's a mistake. And it has nothing to do with if he's rich or not. If he's rich and he still treats you like crap, I would say the same thing. That's a mistake. You shouldn't just be with someone because they're rich. If they treat you bad, you gotta get out of there. And I know that that video was probably a joke, but I know that also young girls watch those videos and they might take it seriously and think, oh, well, if he's not a millionaire by 25, I don't wanna date him. Let's shift the way we view our standards and our preferences a little bit. Standards should be based on how someone treats you, a mutual respect, if your values, morals, goals about life and success align. Not about if someone has a yacht or is 6 foot tall or is, you know, flying you out to wherever and buying you stuff. While all of those things I imagine are very nice, it shouldn't be what you base your relationship off of. And a lot of people have very amazing, meaningful relationships with people in their 20s and they don't have all those material things or money or whatever it is. So we're just gonna hope that that was a joke. I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt because I've seen some of her other videos and I think she's funny, so I imagine she was kidding. So before I watched this video, you guys know I have reacted to some of Nelly's videos in the past. And the videos specifically that I have seen are ones that people normally send me, so they're usually not the best. They don't really paint her in the best light, and someone actually sent me this one as well, so I imagine it will be the same. However, I don't want to make it seem like this girl is the worst person on the planet, because I know, to some of your dismay, I have watched some of her other content, and I agree with some of the things that she says. Now, I can go more into specifics on that at a later date if you would like me to. There are some traditional things she says, some confidence things that she says that I agree with, and I think they're very beneficial for men and women. But some of her content then is just like so left field that it totally throws me off. And I'm like, okay, this is clearly just for views, or this is, you know, whatever. So again, no hate to Nelly specifically. She is huge on TikTok, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm attacking her, because that is never, ever, ever my intention. But people send me these, and I react. I give my honest opinion, and so I'm going to give my honest opinion. I've actually reacted to a good amount of pretty bad videos from her, but not all of her content is horrible or bad. I actually agree with some of her videos, so...
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed, and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting, and the yoga class, and the dinner reservation, but then... You get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
If you want someone to chase you, this is exactly how you do it. And it doesn't matter if you've just met them or if you've known them for a long time, you do this and you're gonna hear from them. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it is gonna be hard and it's gonna require a little bit of patience and willpower. Okay, so let's get right to it. No more initiating contact. No more double texting, no more responding to stories, no more liking photos, because they need to feel like they've lost your attention before they're gonna start chasing you. Tap the plus sign to follow for more and good luck.
Okay, I see what she's saying, but I also want to reiterate the fact that if someone has to feel like they have lost your attention or lost you in order to appreciate you or to respond to you or give you attention, you shouldn't want them. We're not doing the games. I'm tired of the games. No manipulation. No playing hard to get. No do this and drop him in the desert and lose all contact and drop off the face of the earth. Why are we doing all that? We gotta cut this crap out. And we gotta stop promoting it, okay? Be yourself. Be authentic. Show up as the best version of yourself. Work on yourself. Work out. Read books. Be the best you can be, and people will be naturally attracted to you, and nobody will have to chase anybody. You can pursue each other. You want to pursue people who are reciprocating the time and effort and energy that you are putting in, but you don't want to ever be chasing somebody, because when you're chasing someone, it means that they are running away from you, and we simply do not have time for that here. It's unhealthy, it's immature, and I'm done with the games, quite frankly. If I see one more video about games, I'm going to freak out, and you're going to see an angry side of me that you don't want to see. Guys, just don't play the games. If I could give any young person or any person watching this any advice, do not play games. Do not be with people that play games. Because the only way to get people to stop playing games is to not fall into their games. If they see that it works and you're falling for it, you're being a simp for a girl that is giving you nothing, it's gonna work. And they're gonna keep doing it to you, to other people. Cut it out. I'm fed up.
Honestly, I don't really give a fuck.
Okay, I actually follow this girl on TikTok and I adore her. She is very authentic and wholesome and just unapologetically herself. She doesn't like to go out. She very much reminds me of me when I was in college, just kind of, you know, going to the toot of your own horn and not following the crowd, which I really love about her. So she said here that she reached out to an influencer that she really admires, asking about, you know, advice for social media and how to, you know, get bigger on social media. And the person said, get an OnlyFans. As a young woman, going to someone you admire and having them saying that to you is just so disheartening. You do not need an OnlyFans to be successful. You do not need an OnlyFans to grow your Instagram or grow your TikTok or grow your YouTube channel. I don't have an OnlyFans and I'm doing just fine. And if a young woman came to me and asked me, how do I succeed on social media? I cannot imagine telling her, get an OnlyFans. That's so sad. Oh yeah, basically just exploit your body for money and views and you'll blow up in no time. That's sad and disheartening. And as a woman, I just can't fathom telling a young woman who looked up to me that. So to you, I would say, be consistent, be kind, be authentic, speak your truth. And don't be afraid of what people think of you, because there's always going to be people out there that don't like you. And as long as you stay consistent and stay authentic, you will win in the end, regardless of how many followers you have. You guys all know how I feel about OnlyFans. So when I saw that, I just was so mad.
Men who fetish traditional women and obsess over women that are modest, obedient, quiet, and homemakers are walking red flags. They are insecure boys that are intimidated by strong, confident women.
No, it's just that your idea of confidence is flaunting your cheeks all over TikTok and Instagram. My girlfriend is confident as hell. She's so confident, in fact, that she doesn't feel the need to flaunt her cheeks just so she can get likes. And she is in every way a traditional woman. Confidence is knowing that you have worth outside of your body, and you don't need to use your body to get likes and attention. So it's not confidence that we're afraid of. You just are so brainwashed into thinking that confidence comes from showing off your body.
Okay, so I obviously didn't see the original video in its entirety, so I don't know what else she said, but I don't think it's fair to generalize like that. Some people want different things, and just because a woman is, you know, a stay-at-home mom or a housewife does not mean that she is not confident and secure in herself and successful. We all view success differently. You know, some people don't get fulfillment out of, you know, success at their job, or some people don't get fulfillment out of a job at all. When I worked at my 9-to-5, I was absolutely miserable. I had no desire to move up the ladder at work because I didn't like it. I hated the environment, and I love what I'm doing now, and I'll be able to do what I'm doing now when I'm a wife and a mom, and I can be a stay-at-home mom and also do YouTube. So I don't necessarily think being confident and successful in a strong woman has anything to do with your career or if you're posting naked photos on Instagram. It's just being confident and secure in who you are as a person and what you bring to the table, whatever that might be. And it's okay if not all of our tables look the same. It's okay if not all of our lives look the same. I will never understand shaming women who don't want to do the same things as you. The fact that we have the choice to choose what we want to do as women and have equal opportunity is incredible, but that's the power of choice. Some women want to work a corporate job. Some women want to be a CEO. Some women want to be a stay-at-home mom, and all of those are fine. Why are we shaming women for what they decide to do? Anyways, that's enough for today. Let me know in the comments down below what you think. If you ever have any TikToks or videos that you want me to react to, please send them my way. Always appreciate that kind of feedback from you guys. Give this video a like. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to be in the loop for when I release new content. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.